The East Kerry under 16 hurlers made the long journey to Hartford this morning to take on St Brendan's in the second round of the North Kerry under 16 championship. This game also doubled as the under 16 county championship playoff final, which was on the line between two outstanding sides. In wet and windy conditions, East Kerry were playing against a strong breeze, but a fantastic start with goals by Jonah Casey and Noel O'Sullivan put them in an early lead with 8 minutes played. St Brendan's responded with a goal of their own and some outstanding points by their centre forward to keep the minimum between the teams after the first quarter. But St Brendan's looked to be taking control of the game with their point taking accuracy from frees. However, two more goals from James Barry and Casey for a second of the day left the score at half time. East Kerry 4-3, St Brendan's 1-10. The second half started as lively as the first, with both teams really battling hard to win possession. Some great blocks and hooks on show. These Kerry boys really showed their determination and grit for every ball. St Brendan's were dangerous going forward, but superb defending by Luke Healy, Garvin Collins and Callum O'Leary kept them at bay. On the occasions that the defence was breached, Keane O'Leary was outstanding goals, making some crucial saves. As the game moved into the final quarter, there wasn't much to choose between the sides. Then, a free from way out by Dylan Farsi managed to land in the net. The East Kerry team now pushed for home. Fantastic long-range points from Barry, Farsi and O'Sullivan, as well as resolute defending by Ryan O'Donoghue, Derek Corneli, Adam Quirk and Daniel Gleeson ensured the gap between the sides was kept at a manageable distance. A late goal by St Brendan's wasn't enough to stop East Kerry running out winners on a scoreline of 5-13 to 2-14. Timmy Weir of Kerry, Cushton and Oak was in hand to present the trophy to Noel O'Sullivan and Dylan Farsi. A historic day for hurling in the region, as in their first year together, East Kerry bring home their first big hurling silverware. A rightful reward for the hard work put into hurling in the East Kerry region, and a day that will live long in the memory from those who attended. Thanks for listening and good luck.